Mike Kazi at Check On Sports. Morning there, Mike. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Out till last night, we had the antique and vintage race car parade, which left Lime Rock Park and came into Falls Village. It's amazing to see the difference in race cars over the years, how they truly have gone from sports cars to muscle cars over the course of 100 years. But it was a lot of fun. About 125 cars participated, all raising money for charity. So it was worth getting in a little late last night.
That's good.
Yeah. But when I got in, I switched around and for a couple hours actually stayed awake and watched a couple of different things. I watched the Houston-Tampa Bay game. And Tampa Bay is fighting for their life right now. And that was a hell of a game against Houston yesterday.
Didn't see it.
8-6, but it was right. I mean, both clubs, you know, it's really great to see both clubs clawing to fight and win. And it was a fun game to watch.
Houston-Tampa?
Houston, the Rays.
That was 9-8.
9-8, yeah. But it was a fun game to watch. It just was. Then, of course, the Mets came on and... You know, you predicted it a while ago, and I just wouldn't believe it. The Mets would lose 5 or 6 straight,
they're not that good.
Yeah.
I mean, DeGrom gave up 2 home runs. He gave up a 3-run homer and a solo shot, and they went down like they got beat by 40.
Yeah. That's the whole thing. When they don't hit, it's
no lineup.
Yeah, you can have the best pitchers in the world, and it doesn't help.
The first baseman's having a tremendous year.
Yep.
But you can pitch around him because nobody else in the lineup can hit.
Yeah.
And, you know, the teams they're playing, like the Cubs, they have decent pitching. I mean, Hendricks and Lester and whatnot, those guys are good pitchers. They've won big ball games. And now it's coming to September where we have big ball games. And the Cubs are getting runs. The Mets aren't. The Braves are getting runs. The Mets aren't. What are the Mets looking at right now? 6-game losing streak.
Yeah.
You know, it's over, Johnny.
Yeah,
I thought you were going to play Willie Nelson, turn out the lights this morning.
No, I won't do that to the Met fans because they had the flame ignited and then it was doused. And there's as being a Giant fan and a Ranger fan, I've had my flame doused numerous times.
You know, they got all crazy when they beat the Indians, which was good. But, you know, you just can't hang your hat on one series. When you're fighting for a playoff spot, you have to continue that play. The Mets aren't that kind of team. Everybody was saying, oh, they got great pitching. Yeah, their pitching's good. Their pitching's doing fine. But they can't score runs to save their life, which is obviously being extinguished right now.
All right, so I watched that. Then I watched a little NFL football, and then I watched the UConn Huskies play football. They won their first game of the year. I don't know who they played. It was some.
They played Wagner, and the only reason why I know that is a friend of mine played for Wagner like 35 years ago, and he went up there to watch the game last night. What was the score? I don't even know.
It was like I'll say it's going to be like 25-23. It was a close game, but the UConn Huskies Division I football program is still intact, but they've got to play an independent schedule now because UConn joined the Big East in basketball, and that's the conference they're in now, and there is no football conference for the Big East.
So UConn plays in the – well, as long as they play teams like Wagner, they'll be all right.
Well, I think that they've got to do that for a couple of years till they get, once again, build themselves up so at least they can be competitive with some bigger Division I schools. But we'll see what happens. UConn is just a school loaded with money, and so – They can write off the football program as long as the basketball program is big in money. That's exactly what they do there.
So the Mets' quest continues now with going to Philadelphia, which is more must wins for them. So if they lose 2 out of 3 this weekend to the Phillies, the season's finished. They have to sweep Philadelphia to have any kind of shot, and I don't really think that's going to happen. because, you know, they not only have to pass the Phillies, they have to pass the Cubs. There's a bunch of teams, Milwaukee. There's a lot of teams in front of them that they have to pass, and when you're losing games, you can't pass anybody. Yeah. The Yankees play Oakland this weekend, which is going to be interesting to see how Oakland, they swept them last week in Oakland. Can Oakland bring that to New York? See how Oakland can handle the animals of the Bronx and the Bronx Zoo. So we'll see how that fares for the A's. And the Yankees are playing good. They have been playing good all year, and we'll see what happens. It's a big game tonight for the Yankees in the sense that Sabathia's pitching. He pitched less in his last start than some of the kids in Williamsport did last weekend.
I think they're going to use Sabathia like an opener. They can't do any more than that. They just can't.
They need more than that from him. Nah. He's not an opener. He doesn't throw hard enough to be an opener because any inning he pitches can be a disaster.
Yeah, he should have retired at the end of last year because this year has just proven it. He just does not have the leg strength anymore to pitch like he used to pitch. And
obviously, he's not doing his running.
I don't think he's done his running in 20 years.
I don't think so.
But it's exciting. I'll tell you what, it is exciting to watch Houston, the Yankees, and the Dodgers vie for the best record to try to get that home field advantage. That is an interesting thing to look at.
Watch out for the Braves and the Twins. They're no slackers.
Oh, no, I'm not saying that they aren't, but I'm just saying.
I know what you're saying about the home field thing.
Yeah, but no, I tell you what, I think this year, I still think Houston is got the inside track to win the World Series. But you're right. There's some young club. The Braves have some pretty good pitching, and they've got plenty of hitting. The Twins
can hit.
The Twins are a smaller version of the Yankees. They just can hit the hell out of the ball. And Oakland can hit the ball. So,
you know, the Yankees get all the ink, but if you look at the production of the Twins, the Yankees scored 791 runs. The Twins scored 782.
Yeah.
That's the only 9-run difference.
No,
and runs against, the Yankees gave up 627. The Twins gave up 618.
Yeah.
So they're basically flat-footed. As a matter of fact, the run differential for both teams are exactly the same at 164.
Yeah, no, the Twins and the Yankees are built exactly the same way. Exactly the same way. They're deep in hitting, and they want to pound you no matter who you are.
The things like the Twins and Oakland is going to be, you know, Houston can,
yeah,
but for Oakland and Minnesota is, can they win in the Bronx Zoo?
Yeah.
That's the whole thing, and that's why this is a big, big series for the A's. If they come up and they do win 2 out of 3, well, that's going to send sound waves through the American League.
Yeah. All right, where else do you want to go in sports?
College football, like you said, started yesterday. I think Clemson, who's the number one team, had a pretty easy time last night.
And college football started last night, and what else?
It started last week, but it started in more detail
in earnest,
this week. Clemson won 52-14.
Yes, Clemson. There they are.
52-14. And guess who's the starting quarterback for the Miami Dolphins?
Is he a former Jet?
Yeah, he's a former a lot of things.
Who?
Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Oh, wow.
That tells you how bad the Dolphins are. Holy moly. Ryan, I thought he was selling shoes already. That don't happen in today's sports, but that's just an expression, folks.
Wow. Yeah, football starts next Thursday.
Is it? Thursday night?
It starts with the Thursday night game, yeah.
I still got 2 months of baseball. I'm happy.
But what is it? You know, you really don't like. This is the third year in a row that the Giants are going to open up against the Cowboys in Dallas. You know, why don't even the Giants Redskins, if they want to make some sort of matchup, but the same two teams meet the first game every year. It's kind of like the Red Sox and the Yankees every once in a while. I get a little bored with it.
That's your NFL.
Yeah. Yeah. Gosh, just don't understand it. Okay, what else?
Why can't they start against a team like, I don't know, who the Giants are playing this year, but who's the division that they play outside the NFC East this year? You know how they all play one division?
Yeah, that you're right. They should start something like that. You're right. But this is just, they're stuck on this giant Cowboy thing. And
well, the bad thing about it is one of these teams starting a hole in their own division already.
Yeah, yeah. It's just,
Yeah. You should wait like a week or two to start division play.
Yeah.
My opinion.
No, I agree with you 100%. All right. Is there anything else other than racing to go to now?
No, I think we can go to the races. Okay. We ran third yesterday. We fell apart like a cheap suit in the stretch, so we ran third. Today, the play for today is in Saratoga's last race, the 11th race. The four-horse Awesome Elena. This is a Chad Brown horse, New York bred, trying the grass for the first time. Anything Chad Brown puts on the grass runs big, 8-1. I'd be shocked if this horse goes off 8-1. So play of the day today is in the 11th, the four-horse Awesome Elena. We got a couple races for tomorrow. Starting up at Saratoga, and the 10th race is the Glen Falls, a grade 2 going a mile and 3/8. This is another Chad Brown Derby. There are 8 horses in the race, and Chad Brown has 3 of them. So I'm going to try to beat him again. I'm going to go outside to the 9-horse Get Explicit. This horse ran 2nd at 23-1 against the Chad Brown horse, who's favored in this race tomorrow. Only got beat 3/4 of a length. With a little bit of a better trip, this horse can get up and win tomorrow. So let's take a chance to beat the evil empire of Chad Brown tomorrow. We'll go with the 9 horse in the 10th race tomorrow, Get Explicit. After that is the last of the big races for older horses up at Saratoga this season. The 11th is the grade 1 Woodward, a mile and an eighth on the main track. To me, it's a 2-horse race. I don't like some of the shorter-priced horses except for Yoshida, who's run over the track twice and ran his best numbers over this track. This horse ran 2nd to McKenzie last time, who kind of got loose on the front. Yoshida ran strong at 8-1 to try to run him down, but fell short at 2nd. I don't think Yoshida falls short this time with the 3rd race off the layoff. I think Yoshida gets the job done. And another horse right next door, who is half to Rachel Alexandra, the 8-horse Wooderson. Another horse likes the course, has 3 starts with a win in 2 seconds, ran very well last time in the $100,000. Alidar ran 2nd at 13-1, made a nice move, gets a jockey change here. John Velasquez off and one of the Ortiz brothers on. The leading rider at the meet as one of the Ortiz brothers, Jose Ortiz, with 51 wins. So a 7-8-8-7 is my play tomorrow. In the Woodward up at Saratoga, and in a couple two-year-old races from Kentucky Downs, which opens up tomorrow. That's that meandering course up hills and around a big turn, and when you think it's over, it's not. The 9th race tomorrow is a 2-year-old race for fillies. They're running for $500,000. 3 horses, you got to use a couple big numbers in here. The 7-horse Jezebel's Kitten, who's 1-for-1 winning on the front at Ellis Park. The 11 Lemon Scat is by Scat Daddy Mare, out of a Scat Daddy Mare by Lemon Drop Kid, another horse that ran well over Ellis, and Invader from Saratoga, the 12 horse, Fly So Pretty for Mark Case. If I had to take one of these horses to win, I would take the Fly So Pretty horse. So a 12, 11, 7, Exacta and Tri-Box at Kentucky Downs in the 9th. Equal race for the boys. There's a lot of horses in these races, folks. They're running for $500,000 too, going a mile. Once again, I like the 5 horse. Are You Kidding Me? This horse is coming off a maiden win up at Saratoga, going a mile on the 16th. But my top pick here is going to be the 8 horse, Doc Boy. This horse is coming in. This horse is cross entered at Colonial Downs tomorrow, coming up from Laurel. But I think this horse is going to run for the $500,000 as opposed to what he can be running for down in Colonial. Michael Stidham ships this horse, a winner by 5, first and only time on the turf. This could be any kind of an animal, and gets Florent Giroux, who rides very well at Kentucky Downs. So in the 10th race tomorrow, Kentucky Downs, the 8, Doc Boy, and the 5, Are You Kidding Me? And the summer is officially over because Saratoga closes on Monday.
Well, I want you to have a good weekend this weekend.
I'm going to try.
Now, are you going to be available for on the big holiday day?
I don't see why not.
All right. Well, I'll give you a buzz on Monday morning.
Okie dokie. Have a great weekend, folks.
You too, Mike. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Mike Causey with a check on sports this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.